This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy Meek. Thousands across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, President-elect Biden said that he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him.
Tonight, we're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow. Bring a better day.
Biden. He appealed to Trump voters and said it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. A nationwide AP vote survey has found that Biden voters and Trump voters had very different visions of the country and who should be its leader. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Biden voters surveyed by AP VoteCast saw a nation in chaos and void in presidential leadership, while Trump supporters believed the economy was roaring back to health and the president was delivering on the dramatic political change he campaigned on 4 years ago. But Biden flipped the industrial states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by securing core Democratic groups. He won 55% of women nationwide, 56% of voters under 45, and 90% of black voters. Biden also led among moderate voters with 61% and outpaced Trump in the suburbs, 54-44. In urban areas, Biden won roughly two-thirds. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And again, thousands across the United States have been celebrating, in some cases, all night long. In the announcement that Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's president says forces have taken control of the strategically key city of Shushi in Nagorno-Karabakh. That's where fighting with Armenia has raged for more than a month. In a televised address Sunday to the nation, the president said that Shushi is ours, Karabakh is ours. Using the Azerbaijani version of the city's name, Shushi is of significant military value because it sits on heights 10 kilometers from the regional capital and lies along the main road connecting Nagorno-Karabakh with Armenia. Nagorno-Karabakh is within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of local ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since 1994. The latest fighting started on September 27th, and it has left hundreds, if not thousands, dead. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region and a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent federal troops and aircraft into the region with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. Abiy said Friday that the airstrikes had already neutralized rockets that can hit a range of 300 kilometers from where they are stationed and other places in the vicinity. That's according to state-affiliated Fana Broadcasting Corporation. 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front, who had been described as criminal clique bent on destabilizing the country, lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. And despite growing international alarm, Abiy has vowed there will be more airstrikes on Tigray, defending its move toward conflict as a limited operation necessary to restore law and order. Shops, streets, and squares in Athens, Greece were silent and empty Saturday as a three-week nationwide lockdown to combat a sharp spike in coronavirus cases took over.
Only supermarkets, pharmacies, primary schools, industries, and delivery food services remain open across the country. Greeks need a permit to venture outdoors and must text their requests. Movement is only allowed for work, doctor's visits, and exercise. Only hair salons were bustling with life after hairdressers were given an extension until Monday to allow residents to get their locks in order. Greek officials said that there was a 20% increase in confirmed infections in the past week alone.
That's Reuters' Ibram McCarthy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.